Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Shute, being the former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of virology at Fitz University, will be discussing the updates on the variants of coronavirus. But Prof, it's been a while. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you, Simon. Welcome back to me. I don't know if I welcome back to you. I hope you had a good break.
I had a superb break, thank you. A little concerned because the airports were insanely busy. Prof, I think social distancing went out the window. Nobody taking any temperatures anywhere. Yeah. Kind of irresponsible knowing that there was all this talk about a third wave, and to be in the middle of it was not a fun experience. What can I say?
I think this is what we were worried about. I think you mentioned it.
Yeah.
So you wanted to talk about the variants. Yeah. Look, just to kind of recap, what are variants? How do they happen? And just to recap how they actually arise. What happens when the virus is multiplying, it makes copies of itself. And you'd expect that it would be like a photocopy and that the copy would be the exact replica of the original. Unfortunately, with virus, particularly what you call RNA viruses, is not always true. And very often in the copying process, they make a mistake. In other words, one of the building blocks is either deleted in the copy or another building block is substituted for a particular building block. Now, that's how they arise. And it happens on a regular basis because viruses multiply very, very, very frequently. Now, the problem is that sometimes these changes result in a change in the property of the virus. And there are three properties that we're really worried about. The one property, of course, it may make the virus more transmissible. In other words, more infectious or more contagious. Or, secondly, it may make it more virulent. In other words, more severe disease. And the third change is that it may allow the virus to escape the immunity, either from a previous infection or from vaccine-induced immunity. So these are the three kind of properties which kind of worry us. Now, the update which has had now happened is that they're kind of recognizing that these variants are now, you know, initially there were only a few of them. Now there are many, many variants which are coming about. And the Center for Disease Control in America has now classified them into three groups. The one group are what they call variants of interest. Now, these are variants which are probably not that harmful, not too problematic, but they need to be watched just in case they do become more problematic. The second group are the variants of concern. And the three that I could speak about is the original variant of concern was the one detected in the United Kingdom, what you call the B117 in scientific parlance, or what's often called the Kent mutant. Now, this is more transmissible, and it appears to be more virulent. In other words, more severe disease. Not markedly so, but certainly they've demonstrated that in the United Kingdom. Doesn't seem to escape from the immune system, fortunately. So vaccines, including the AstraZeneca vaccine, seem to work well against that United Kingdom, the variant found in the United Kingdom. But the one found in South Africa, which now dominates in South Africa, is in scientific parlance called the B1.351. And that has now become our dominant, I say ours, about 95% of the viruses that we find in this country are this B1.351. It's also now spread to our neighboring countries. Most of our neighboring countries has also become the dominant. And it's now actually spread worldwide to about 50 countries, 50 countries. And this is a bad one because not only is it more transmissible, but it may be more virulent, now there's more severe disease, but really what it does do is that it escapes the immune system pretty well. And because of that, this is why it's now been selected for. Because if you've had the infection with the previous strain of the virus, you're not protected against the variant very well. And also many of the vaccines, including the AstraZeneca vaccine, don't work at all well against this 351. And that was the reason why we suspended the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine. But fortunately, in most of the African countries, it still is not the dominant strain. And that's why it could be usefully sold out to other African countries. So this is where we are with the variants. There are three of them. The third group, I should mention, is variants, what they call variants of serious consequences. So that's more problematic than the variants of concern. Fortunately, there are no variants in this group as yet, but obviously they are watching out for it. And in this country, we're very fortunate. We've got a network of laboratories which are continually monitoring the genetic sequence of the virus to pick up these variants.
Prof, I want to try and understand one more thing, though.
Yeah.
What does it take to adapt a vaccine in order to be more effective against these particular variants?
Yeah, you know, basically all the vaccines so far have been designed against the original ancestral strain. So what they do is that the actual gene, which is part of the vaccine, can be tweaked. In other words, they can change it so that the protein which it specifies and then stimulates the immune system matches the variant. In other words, matches that genetic substitution which I talked about. And in that way, the immune response will be directed against the new building block.
And okay, so it's not all bad news, you are saying. It is difficult, actually, but...
There's one good news, and that is that I should mention some recent work done both at the NICD in Joburg and also the laboratory in Durban, is that they've shown that the immune response to the 351 variant, the one that we've got in this country, protects against all the other variants. So that's good news, because it means that if you do design a vaccine against 351, it might work very well, and the indications are that it will, against other variants.
Much happier to leave it there, Prof, on a more positive note. Thank you for that. And look forward to catching up same time tomorrow.
Thanks, Ian. All the best.